First order of business we have. Commission remarks, is there any?
No.
Commissioner Williams? Hearing none, we'll move on. Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 470531 through 470560, warrants 8067, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for paver number 23-014, RB Road and Bridge. Good morning, Mr. Huff. How are you today?
Sore?
A little bit.
He was plowing into a manhole.
That is correct. With the road grader.
With.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't. You guys good?
Yeah, this is one we talked about last week.
The tow paper.
Correct.
Attaches to the back of the dumpster.
Move to approve the agreement for paver buying between Taney County and JMG Equipment Company.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next on our agenda is the 911 Advisory Board discussion. On this one, we had the original police chief from City of Branson who had retired, and we have Chief Schmidt that has filled out an application on, and submitted to fulfill the vacancy or the board position.
Ms. Hager, do you want to kind of give a quick synopsis on why we've always set the board like we have?
Under the RSMO 190-335, if we were a 911 sales tax county where we collected sales tax on every phone line, this would be the required makeup of the board. And so we've always tried to, or the commission has always tried to fill those positions so as if we ever went to a sales tax, then we would just be able to move right into that placement.
So currently the statutes don't require our board to be set up the way it is because we aren't sales tax
correct
funded.
We're surcharge funded.
But we've always set it up in case that ever. And they ran that on the ballot 12 years ago?
2013, and it failed.
10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. In where it discussed, it says ahead of any of the police department in the county.
Yeah, the reason why that we have, well, the sheriff is one of them, the ambulance is one of them, and police department, we have the three 911 dispatch centers, and two primary, which is City of Branson and the Sheriff's Department. They answer the initial calls, and then if the ambulance is needed, they add on Taney County Ambulance. So that's why that we've always had the police chief from Branson be the one under the police department designation.
That's also one of our PSAPs.
Right, that's the other primary PSAP, the Sheriff's Department and Branson.
So it makes sense to do that there?
Correct.
And it's a three-year period.
Yes, each one is a three-year period, and we rolled those in to where we didn't have to change out everybody every time. So that's I've got. I don't know if you have.
I have it, but it's not. When would his term begin? Then?
You could either add him now and have him go for a three-year term. Or do like you did when Sheriff Russell retired and you had the new sheriff, Brad Daniels, fill his term and then you upped it for his own 3-year term. So either way,
We'll probably just go ahead and let him finish out the term, which is done 12/31/24. So.
Correct.
Any questions on this?
I'm fine with that.
You're fine? Okay.
Nick, you good?
Yes.
I didn't know if you knew that.
Okay. No. Yep. No, and I appreciate the update. Thank you, Ms. Update on.
Move to appoint Police Chief Eric Schmidt to the 911 Advisory Board, effective now through 12/31/24.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Have you already notified him? Has he been to the meeting or anything?
We're getting ready to have one. We were waiting until the budget was approved.
Okay.
And we're going to do that, and he's asked for a meeting. We don't generally have meetings unless there's something to cover, because we don't want to just have a meeting for meeting's sake.
Yes.
And so that's
not the government way. What are we talking about?
Thank you.
Yes. Sorry.
And that was through 12.
I'll have one and invite you, Greg.
Oh, thank you. Yes, because I want more to go to.
And that position was through 12/31/24, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is approval of planning and zoning recycle center solid waste grant application. In discussion. In front of us, we have planning and zoning, Scott Sterrett, and once again, our road and bridge administrator, Devin Huff.
So this application that's due this week is actually to Region M, which is the Joplin area. Mm-hmm. Part of the reasoning is that's where our Prairie View landfill that we take the transfer station to 10 times a day. Also, Region M receives between $500,000 and $600,000 each year to grant, versus District N that receives $47,500. So this grant application that I've got before you is for a bucket grapple for an existing skid steer that we have at the recycle center. This hopefully, which I know it will, help our cardboard get it into the balers. Should probably lessen the manpower that we need, because they can pick up the cardboard. And Devin and I saw this at Republic Services, how they used it. Two vertical balers. We met with Republic Services last week. We're kind of moving around what we bale and when. Now, those two vertical bales, we might amend that if we get approved to a can densifier, if we can find one, a used one, which will do aluminum and tin, and it does it in a cube. The problem with aluminum and tin is you just don't accumulate a whole bunch, so you have a bale sitting there with it in it. And then a carport for the outside, which is where we need to start placing some more Gaylords for the recyclables and the wire, because we have that other horizontal baler that we're getting ready to install. So we need the extra space. So what I would want you to look at for sure on this grant application is page 2, where it says accept partial funding. So looking back at their last year's funding, they partially funded 100% of their grants last year. They did not fully fund. And I went to their pre-meeting, and it was highly suggested that we check partial funding. There's about 8 of us there. So it seems to be that's what they do, is try to get everybody some money versus fully funding some projects and not other projects. So on the equipment, there's only 4 equipment grants out of the 12 or 15. They funded 35% of one grant, $1,500 to $4,300. They funded 50% of a $52,000 grant, so they funded $26,000. They did fund 80% of a $9,800 grant, so they funded about $7,900. And then there was a $32,000 equipment grant that they funded $19,000, which was 60%. So anywhere between a third and a half. I don't know, being that this is out of their district, that they would fund more than half, but they might. So What that means is that we would have half the funding for this project, and we would have to, if we want to move forward with the whole project, fund the rest of that.
Do you know, I'm not hearing that we know the dollar amount that we're talking, do we? Do we know
what the well, the dollar amount that we're asking to spend is $23,727, but we have no idea of the amount that we would receive.
Okay, I thought you said we may change from one item to another.
Well, if the can densifier, we would try to find it where it would be comparable to two balers.
Okay.
So trying to spend about the same amount of money.
Okay.
Yeah. We've estimated $7,000 per baler, so that's $14,000. Mm-hmm. We're hoping we can find a used can densifier.
Okay. And this might be a question for auditor. My memory is trying to remember where the recycle funds, what budget that's coming from.
GCR.
Transfer station, that's what I was thinking. So we have contingency in the transfer station, Devin, is that right?
Yeah, but I had put in there some dollar amount to cover the baler. I did not add any in there for the grapple. Hopefully we could get the grant for it.
Where's the household hazardous waste?
Household hazardous waste is going to be in GCR.
Okay, that's out of GCR.
Correct.
Okay, that was mine.
So, Devin, you said you put in the contingency on this, anticipating this in the transfer station budget?
Portion of it.
Portion?
Not that full amount, no.
If, do you see any?
I didn't really find out about the odds of how much money we would receive until after budget we had talked.
If we receive the grant, but because we don't know what percentage we would get, we're not held to that. We don't have to go forward with it if we receive 50% or 30%.
I think we have some options. If we get 50%, and I can ask, but I know how we do it at District N is basically, you'd have that amount of money granted to you. You could turn in a budget request to them to get reimbursed fully on, say, the grapple, and then not move forward with the baler.
With the other two items. That's what I'm saying.
So there's a lot of options after you get the amount.
But that was my question.
Yeah, I don't think they'd hold us to, well, we're only going to pay you half of your grant funds for the grapple.
If they say, hey, you get $10,000, essentially we can use that $10,000 however we see fit, as long as it's used for recycling.
Correct. Okay.
I would be totally happy if we could for sure get the grapple. Mm-hmm. It's going to cut down big time on labor.
We're having to use road and bridge
right.
for that labor now, aren't we?
It could be a one-man operation.
Yeah, that would make a big difference, isn't it?
Because of the conveyor that we purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
and then Commissioner Plummer, are you aware of District N versus M?
No, I am
okay.
not.
So geographically, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Scott, geographically we're District N?
We are, correct.
And so District N, the funding's based on the amount of landfills you have in that district, correct?
Yes.
So there's not, is there one in District N or none?
None.
So there's none in District N, so the funding for District N from the state is not very much at all. Like he said, $47,000.
It's called a minimally funded district. We get $95,000 a year, which 50% of that is salaries and operations, 50% for grants.
Okay. Whereas District M has
multiple landfills.
Has landfills in it, so then they receive more funding to that district from the state. And so that's kind of the difference in, I don't know that we've ever gone outside of our district looking for a grant. The thing is we're providing a lot of, all of our trash goes to District M.
Right.
And so there's a good argument there, I'm assuming, as to why.
Yeah, we have enough percentage going to make it
to that district.
Right.
Okay.
And it would cut down on the amount of
waste that they receive
in the landfill. Because of the specifically the cardboard.
Yeah.
So it would make sense for that district to say, hey, yeah, this is a good use of those funds to cut down on our.
Yeah. That's what I'll put in my grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's $1.35 per ton
that we pay, that everybody pays, at a landfill. It is not collected at the transfer station to fund this program.